This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. You can join us here. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And as always, you may take control of the airwaves. That is the point here on Free Talk Live. That's what we do. And we've also got a chat room in which you can interact with other... Well, I should say we have chat rooms in which you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. Head over to our Matrix server at chat.lrn.fm. That's actually a page that will give you instructions on how to get to said server. Once again, that's chat.lrn.fm. As normal, Ian and nobody in here on your Friday night, but nobody, you brought a special guest co-host for us. Can you introduce him?
Yes, it's true. This is Lysander Knapp, otherwise known as Scott, and he's from the Conversations About Freedom podcast.
Oh, okay, cool.
And Scott reached out to me because he heard some of what I was saying about Black Lives Matter, and it kind of resonated with him, so he wanted me to come on his podcast and argue with his partner, and I did that and had a good time with it.
Yes, yes.
Is this a few weeks, several weeks ago?
Yeah. Yeah, I've actually got the video of it. I'll be putting it up, or the audio of it at least. I'll be putting it up on Library sometime soon.
Okay, cool.
It's called Getting Woke with Nobody.
Yes, that's the name of that episode.
Nice. Nice. Well, Scott, welcome to the program. Now, are you from New Hampshire?
I am not. I'm actually from Indiana.
Really? And how did you, what brings you here?
Well, I wanted to come check out New Hampshire and, we were actually going to do a gun church, indie gun church camping trip this weekend, but things fell through. So I already had the weekend blocked out to, do whatever. So I decided to head up here.
Just chilling in the Shire.
Absolutely.
That's great. That's cool. So is it your first time here?
Yes.
Okay.
It is my first time here.
Right on.
Shire virgin.
Right in the middle of the wintertime, too. So, Indiana gets cold there, too, right?
It's actually colder there than it is here right
now. Is that right?
Yeah, I believe it's in single digits.
Wow. Okay. Well, cool. Wow. Was there something in particular that you wanted to discuss? I mean, you guys literally just walked in the door literally 30 seconds before we went on the air, so I didn't even have a chance to meet Scott before we went on the air. So I don't even know where we're going. I can bring something up and we can talk about it.
We didn't have anything in particular. It's just he's been listening for a long time to the podcast, and I find him always to have interesting things to say. So when I found out he was going to come up and spend a couple days with me, I was like, hey, I'll see if I can get you on the show.
Okay. Well, I mean, there's always plenty of things in the news to talk about here tonight. Chris Wade was actually in just before you guys walked in the door.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he didn't get the memo that somebody else was going to be here. And he brought in a story about qualified immunity. Apparently, there was some sort of Supreme Court case that has addressed this recently, and so that's what we were going to talk about.
I think that's a great case.
Absolutely. Have you been following that?
I read about that yesterday. I've read about it several times, but I saw the Reason article yesterday.
Yeah.
It's a great case.
Can you define for our listeners what qualified immunity is?
Qualified immunity is a doctrine of the Supreme Court that basically says that you can, that a cop can only be found liable for civil damages if he's doing something which has already been ruled unconstitutional, like repeatedly.
Okay. Where he should have known better.
Right. But it's more than he should have known better. It's like he should have known better from reading a very narrowly defined set of precedents. Okay? Mm-hmm. So basically something can be obviously wrong, but if there's never been a case like it before, qualified immunity applies. So if you come up with something really horrible and really creative to do to people that nobody ever thought of before, you can't be held liable for that. And
absolutely,
nobody can ever be found liable for it, because if you're not found liable for it, then the next guy to do it won't be found liable for it, because nobody's ever been found liable for it before.
And if you write a good enough report, you're going to get away with it as well.
Yeah.
Now, I'm curious, the story that you were reading about, was it about a prison warden? Was that the one?
Yeah, basically he left a inmate sleeping naked in raw sewage.
Oh,
so it was, and nobody's ever done that before, and or nobody's ever been taken to court for doing that before. So the appeals court ruled that it was, he couldn't be found liable. Even though it was, you know, just shocking, and the Supreme Court found that any reasonable person should have known that that was a violation of the Eighth Amendment prohibition against cruel and unusual punishment, even in the absence of some idiot having done it before and been found liable, more or less.
Well, that's not how their club works.
Well, it's not, and so it's a change to, it's different from what they've been doing up till now, and so that's what makes it important.
Absolutely.
If you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here over at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And so, actually, I'm still trying to find the story here, because, like I said, I didn't actually have it. The piece here was Chris, so we may just have to look for that later and see, because the story you had talked about with raw sewage wasn't the one that I was just looking at just now.
Oh,
so,
okay.
So, yeah, we'll see what we can figure out. This one says that the federal court confirms that shackling an inmate during exercise is cruel and unusual punishment, and this had to do with qualified immunity because the warden who flouted the rule was not protected by it. So a federal court, in this case, ruled that shackling an inmate in full restraints while exercising qualified as cruel and unusual punishment, and that the warden is not protected by qualified immunity. Mm-hmm. This was the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit that confirmed that Angel Quiros, formerly the warden at Northern Correctional Institute in Connecticut, violated the man's Eighth Amendment rights when prison officials placed M.A. Edwards, this is the prisoner, in restraints during his exercise time over a six-month period. Specifically, he had his hands cuffed with leg irons on his ankles and a chain tether securing those two sets of restraints to one another. And they said that in 2014, a lower court gave the warden qualified immunity, the legal doctrine that protects government officials from certain sorts of lawsuits if the alleged misbehavior was not clearly established in a prior case law. In practical terms, this means courts often acknowledge that a civil servant infringed on a defendant's rights, but without a court precedent, they still award that civil servant protection from accountability. And the case initially followed that pattern, but the U.S. District Court for Connecticut ruled that while every inmate has the right to recreate free from restraints, this was not a clearly established right. However, the Second Circuit countermanded that on appeal, allowing the case to go to a jury, which sided with the prisoner in 2018. The district court then turned around and vacated that decision, a fairly uncommon move, maintaining that the warden only had enough information to know of the violation for a short period of time as opposed to the entire 6 months. Then appealed again, the bureaucrat raised the same concern, which the court rejected, citing his own testimony. The warden also challenged the idea that an Eighth Amendment violation occurred at all, arguing that the plaintiff was not deprived of the ability to attend outdoor recreation and to get fresh air and walk, but the Second Circuit wouldn't have it. The judge wrote in the case, quote, "We have described the right at issue as that some opportunity to exercise, and we cannot determine as a matter of law that the jury erred in finding Edwards' limited ability to shuffle around in full restraints while breathing fresh air constituted meaningful exercise." They actually ruled in favor of the prisoner in that case. The warden also argued that safety justified the restraints, which undermined constitutional claims. But the jury was entitled to disagree, wrote the judge. The safety justification was undermined by testimony from the prisoner, credited by the jury that corrections officers would not always employ the most restrictive shackling when they were moving him out of his cell and around the facility. So basically saying they actually put him in greater restriction when they took him out for exercise than when they had him moving about the facility.
Yeah.
So they. So anyway, that was the qualified immunity that came up here when I looked on Reason. We'll see if we can figure out what you guys are talking about here with the sewage story. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Want to accept Bitcoin at your online store? There's a good chance you already have what you need. A WordPress using WooCommerce and a Bitcoin address. Now all you need to start taking Bitcoin payments on your website is the AnyPay app on your Android or iPhone. Just paste your Bitcoin address into AnyPay, then connect it to your website with our one-click plugin for WordPress. Now your website takes Bitcoin. Start to finish in 15 minutes or less with no complicated steps. Download AnyPay from the App Store today.
What if you want to hear the latest episode of Free Talk Live, but all you have is your phone, you forgot to download our archive, and you have no data connection? You can call our listen line at 641-793-0191. That's a long-distance number, so you may incur charges. If not, listen as long as you want. 641-793-0191. The Free Talk Live listen line, 641-793-0191.
What if the United States and Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 48542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity, TeamGaday.com.
Telegram. You can follow our channel there and discuss show prep with other listeners at telegram.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. If you want to take control of the airwaves, you can do that We're starting out with qualified immunity as a topic. Now, actually, it looks like the story you were referencing, Nobody, goes all the way back to November. So that's why I couldn't find it. I was looking for something that was more recent, like this month.
I saw it yesterday, but
yeah,
it was new to me.
Apparently, it was new to the Penguin as well, Chris, who was going to be in here tonight. But he had had this story to talk about, and it sounded really interesting because the Supreme Court has actually made a ruling regarding qualified immunity. So this is a different case than what we were just talking about, which is actually a recent story by Billy Binion over at Reason.com. And this one is about a warden at what appears to be a Connecticut jail. I don't know if it's a federal. It must be. Northern Correctional Institute in Somers, Connecticut, who was shackling a man, cuffing his hands and putting leg irons on his ankles and then tethering both of those restraints to each other.
So like they used to send us to court.
I don't think they tethered them together, did they?
They had us both, or at least when we went to court together with the trespass of 12, they had the Velcro belt on both of us, because we managed to get my belt off while we were in the van. I remember that.
And a special guest co-host here with Ian and Nobody is Scott. He's the co-host of a different show, which is called Conversations About Freedom. You host it with a guy named Moral Bob.
Yes, that's the name he goes by.
And this is, you saying, a brand new podcast. People, this doesn't even have a website yet.
Does not even have a website.
Yeah.
Does not even have a website. You can find us on Stitcher, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts.
How many episodes are you into this?
I started, actually. He had the podcast before I got onto it. Mm-hmm. I started on episode 14.
Okay.
And episode 15 featured Pope Nobody over here.
Okay, so where are you at, like 20-something?
25.
Now? Okay, right, almost a half a year. Congratulations.
Absolutely.
That's great.
Truly.
So check them out. And so, again, the qualified immunity aspect of this prison story, the first prison story we're telling you about, with the warden who was trying to claim qualified immunity because he was basically saying that he didn't know that he could treat his prisoners like this, where it's basically during exercise time, they were shackling him down. So all he could do was essentially shuffle during so-called exercise. And, Scott, you were telling us...
I've done the Thoracine shuffle. It's not
the
least bit recreational.
Yeah. Off the air, I did mention that I, before, back when I was a statist, was a correctional officer, and it was commonplace to take offenders who were in segregation and shackle them exactly like that, cuff their ankles and hands and chain them together, and take them out into the cages with a single basketball hoop and let them just walk around in a circle for an hour. Like,
just to tease them.
Yeah,
like, there's a basketball hoop. You could be playing basketball, but no, we're not going to let you.
Oh, they would do this even when in the winter. They just take them out in the cold.
And leave them there.
For an hour. They give them a coat.
Wow.
But since, you know, they're cuffed up, they would just throw it over their shoulders.
Wow.
They just let them walk around for an hour.
What was this, a state prison, you said? Or a jail?
It was a prison.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
So these are long-term
offenders.
Prisoners. Okay. And how long did you work there?
I shouldn't say offender. That's the term we used when we were there. Yeah. They were prisoners.
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't offend anyone. Most of them didn't harm anyone.
Really? Were most of them there for nonviolent offenses?
I would say over 95% of them were there for nonviolent.
Wow.
Wow.
And where was this? What state? Can you say?
Oh, yeah. I don't care. I'll throw them out there. It was Correctional Industrial Facility in Pendleton, Indiana.
And was this government run or a private?
Yes, it's government run.
Mm-hmm.
But we have private prisons. We have Geo Corporation or whoever.
And they're, like, almost as bad, if not worse, right, like than the government prisons. What have you heard about those?
I didn't work at a Geo facility. All I know is at one point they brought, and this was a year before I hired on at the prison, they brought offenders from Arizona and put them in a Geo facility in Newcastle, and they rioted because, well, one thing, they're from Arizona. And they never got to see their families halfway across the country.
Mm.
So,
well, feds do that all the time, right? Federal inmates get shuffled usually.
Diesel therapy.
They purposefully take them away from their families. They move them as far away from their loved ones as they possibly can.
They call it diesel therapy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's horrendous practice.
It is horrible. Mm. And the state facilities have such strict visiting room policies that often when people will come to visit, like if they had a family member from Arizona come and visit, if they were out of dress code, they would say, well, you can't come in today.
Yeah.
And they just send them packing.
After they traveled however long and
all the way across the country to spend an hour with their family member.
Yep.
Oh, your shorts are too short. Sorry.
That happened to Lynn Albright, I think, at least
more than once. Yeah.
It's absolutely disgusting.
Yeah. 603-283-6160. If you've been on the inside of a facility as somebody who worked there or somebody who is being kept there and you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here. 603-283-6160. So just continue briefly here on that first story from Reason about the warden who was not given qualified immunity after an appeal, of course. The first court did give it to him. Mm. The denial of qualified immunity does not mean that a defendant has been found guilty. It merely gives the plaintiff the right to sue. In other words, an official awarded the legal protection is thus spared from facing the possibility of accountability, not accountability itself. So this just it's off the table. Any kind of potential harm to or financial harm to the person who did the actual damage to this individual, in this case, shackling them during exercise time.
And they're not only spared that, though, they're spared even having the story told publicly in court where it can be recorded. Because, yeah, they dismiss the case right off the bat for that before testimony has been heard. At least if you go through the whole trial and people think that, well, what you did is horrible, they can, like, put that trial on YouTube or something. And put it on blast where people will see it.
The jury reasonably determined upon sufficient evidence that the warden knowingly violated the prisoner's clearly established right to meaningful exercise under the circumstances and lacked a sufficient justification for doing so. So the jury's finding stood on appeal. So that's a little bit of good news. But apparently the better news is here from November, also coming from Reason.com, Ilya Sumin writing that the Supreme Court has rejected qualified immunity as a defense for the first time in years. Now, is this as good as it sounds on its face? We'll find that out coming up here in moments. It does say that the case doesn't make any change in legal doctrine, but it may be intended to send a message to the lower courts. We'll tell you more about what happened in this particular case as well, where the Supreme Court issued a decision rejecting a law enforcement officer's qualified immunity defense. The case was Taylor versus Riojas, and it was the first such Supreme Court ruling since 2004. Just to give you some idea of how long between these guys even ruling on a similar case in some cases.
Yeah, and, you know, it's been that long since they ruled right, and, like, even a stopped clock is right twice a day. So just to give you a point of comparison.
603-283-6160. We'll continue here. And of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome on qualified immunity or whatever happens to be on your mind. Coming up, we'll also tell you about the hug tent. Yeah, it's as bad as it sounds. It's free time.
I'd go to a hug tent.
I'm grateful to have heard from some of our satellite listeners recently. I appreciate knowing that people are out there who like what we do and are willing to support it financially. LRN.FM's free-to-air satellite feeds blanket most of two continents. It was my goal to put our channel there so people without internet could receive our programs and feed pirate radio stations. We started a fundraiser on Patreon a few years ago to back the satellite channels. I recently announced that I was considering canceling the feeds, and donations increased from 15 to 20% of our costs, which are around $1,000 per month. That's a good start, and to incentivize more contributions, the Shire Free Church will be matching every dollar. Can we reach $500 per month? With your help, we can. You can join our satellite fundraiser for just $2 a month at fund.lrn.fm. If we raise enough to keep both of the channels on the air, awesome. If we raise more, I'll add more channels. If not, we can shut them down and go internet only. It's up to you. Thank you for your support. fund.lrn.fm.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is refusing to cut the size of the next stimulus check. He says people were promised $1,400 and that's what they'll get.
The American Rescue Plan is going to keep the commitment of $2,000. $600 has already gone out. $1,400 checks to people who need it. This is money directly in people's pockets. They need it.
The city of New Orleans is announcing their plans for Mardi Gras, which is less than 2 weeks away. Mayor LaToya Cantrell says they're taking drastic steps to make sure the annual party is not a COVID super spreader event like it was last year.
So starting next Friday through Mardi Gras Day, all bars in the city of New Orleans will be closed both indoor and outdoor citywide.
You're listening to USA Radio News. A country is making strong accusations against the United States. With the details, here's USA Radio News' Lance Pry from the West Coast News Bureau.
Turkey's interior minister has accused the United States of being behind a 2016 failed coup that Ankara has blamed on U.S.-based Muslim preacher and businessman. In a prompt response to the comments on Thursday, the U.S. State Department said the accusations were wholly false. More than 250 people were killed in an attempted overthrow of President Recep Erdogan and his government.
Private memorial services are being held this weekend at Hard Rock Stadium in Florida for two FBI agents gunned down during a standoff. Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz said they paid the ultimate price to keep our community safe.
This was sadly the FBI's deadliest day since the tragic events on 9/11. It has also been more than 30 years since two agents were gunned down together in the line of duty.
Investigators are still trying to figure out what went wrong. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
You want to join us, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live brought to you by Bitcoin.com. So if you haven't yet taken the time to learn about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, you can do that anytime by going to Bitcoin.com, clicking on Getting or Get Started there at the top of the page, and they will give you some, you know, real basic overview videos you can watch and get a basic understanding of what cryptocurrency is about, what makes it different than your typical government money that we've all been used to for our lives, and why it's special, what makes it more exciting and more valuable in a lot of ways. So Bitcoin.com can help you with that. They've also got the latest news headlines, which you can grab over at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com. It's Ian Nobody and Scott here in the studio tonight to get into the story that I'd originally intended to talk about here this evening, thanks to ThinkPenguin.com, where Chris Wade is normally with us. You're sitting in for him tonight.
Yes, I am.
And he brought this one in tonight from Reason.com's Ilya Soman about the Supreme Court in a case, Taylor versus Riojas, where they rejected a law enforcement officer's qualified immunity defense, the first such Supreme Court ruling since 2004, which alone makes it significant. Now, whether the court will take a more forceful action to curb qualified immunity in future cases remains to be seen. Qualified immunity is the notorious doctrine under which law enforcement officers and many other government officials are immune from civil lawsuits for violating constitutional and statutory rights in the course of performing their duties unless they have violated, quote-unquote, clearly established law. Now, courts have interpreted clearly established so narrowly that officers routinely get away with horrendous abuses merely because no federal court in their area has previously decided a case with essentially identical facts. So if the officer doesn't abuse the person in a similar way to a previous officer who was ruled against in court, then he gets qualified immunity.
That sounds great. So basically, the way I understand it is they just have to be really creative about how they torture someone. And as long as it's never been done in that way before,
that's
they
right.
get away with it.
That's so. What it sounds like. In this case, Taylor versus Riojas, a 7-1 majority, and they concluded in the Supreme Court that the lower court had gone too far in granting qualified immunity to prison officials in an egregious case where they subjected a prisoner to horrific treatment. So now they're going to share an excerpt from, I believe, the majority decision in this case. So here's what they wrote. Trent Taylor is an inmate in the custody of the Texas Department of Criminal Justice. Taylor alleges that for 6 full days in September of 2013, corrections officers confined him in a pair of shockingly unsanitary cells. The first cell was covered nearly floor to ceiling in massive amounts of feces all over the floor, ceiling, window, walls, and even packed inside the water faucet. Fearing that his food and water would be contaminated, obviously, Taylor did not eat or drink for nearly 4 days. Correctional officers then moved him to a second, frigidly cold cell, which was equipped with only a clogged drain in the floor to dispose of bodily wastes. Taylor held his bladder for over 24 hours, but he eventually and involuntarily relieved himself. God, this is disgusting. I want to apologize to our listeners for sharing this with you. We're not supposed to pander to the lowest common denominator in what we talk about on Free Talk Live, but this is the actual news. Okay, so like
this really happened.
Yeah, we're not talking about poop things because we want to gross you out. This actually happened to a person. So he relieved himself, causing the drain to overflow, which then made raw sewage spill across the floor because the cell. Oh man, it just keeps getting worse. It lacked a bunk. So he didn't have anywhere he could, like, sit to escape the fetid fecal matter coming out of this drain. He was confined also without clothing. So he was left to sleep naked in raw sewage. The Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit properly held that such conditions of confinement violate the Eighth Amendment's prohibition on cruel and unusual punishment. Thank
Duh.
but based on its assessment that the law wasn't clearly established, that prisoners couldn't be housed in cells teeming with human waste for only 6 days, the court concluded that the prison officials responsible for his confinement did not have fair warning that their specific acts were unconstitutional. So this Court of Appeals ruled that the confinement was absolutely cruel and unusual, but because the officers in charge weren't really aware of the court cases about cruel and unusual punishment, and this didn't exactly match up with any of them, therefore qualified immunity.
Yeah, so basically the idea there and the thing that's horrendous about that is if you do something to a prisoner that's so horrible and creative that nobody ever thought of it before, you get a free pass.
That's what the Fifth Circuit was saying. Now, the court finally, it's again in a 7-1 ruling, Supreme Court ruled that the Fifth Circuit erred in granting the officers qualified immunity on this basis. Quote, qualified immunity shields an officer from suit when she makes a decision that, even if constitutionally deficient, reasonably misapprehends the law governing the circumstances she confronted. So saying again that they're given protection if they don't really understand what they're doing. Okay. They made a mistake.
But as far as I'm concerned, still there should be a judgment in that case, and maybe the officer should then have the right to sue his institution and make them pay the damages based on you didn't train me properly.
That's a good point.
You know.
But no reason.
I would still like to see the officer charged there.
Well,
the taxpayers are paying for it.
That's the thing. And, of course, you can't impose a criminal charge on an institution in any right. meaningful way. You can't put them in jail. You can't execute them.
But no reasonable correctional, again, back to the Supreme Court's ruling, they say no reasonable correctional officer could have concluded that under the extreme circumstances of this case, that it was constitutionally permissible to house Taylor in such deplorably unsanitary conditions for such an extended period of time. Confronted with the particularly egregious facts of this case, any reasonable officer should have realized that Taylor's conditions of confinement offended the Constitution.
Thank you.
There you go. It took literally a room full of raw sewage, including it being packed in the actual faucets and spigots.
Yeah, so he can't even drink.
He can't even
have a drink of water. Yeah.
This is absolutely horrifying. It took that and then a second room with raw sewage bubbling up from the grate in the floor, which was the only way he had to relieve himself. No actual bed in which he could escape from it, and just freezing cold conditions. That was enough to finally make the Supreme Court say, okay, you don't get qualified immunity. But that's what it took.
Yeah, and that's something where if somebody told me that happened to them in a third world prison,
yeah,
I would be astounded by that. I mean,
LRN.FM.
I'm sorry.
So
the funny thing is, he was all concerned that he was going to be the one to do that, and it was me.
What were you trying to say there?
I don't know. I completely lost it.
That's okay.
well, one thing I can say is it doesn't matter. It's the institution that's the problem. Mm-hmm. All this is going to do, this court ruling is going to do, is make the officers better at hiding mm-hmm. their atrocities. They're still going to do it.
Of course they are.
Yes. They're just going to write the reports different.
The court is right. Now, this is back to reason and their assessment of the case. The court is right to conclude the facts here were particularly egregious and that any reasonable officer should have been able to understand this kind of abuse violates the Eighth Amendment. You don't have to be a great legal theorist to figure out that forcing a prisoner to live amidst raw sewage and feces for days on end, let alone an hour,
yeah.
Is cruel and unusual. At the same time, it's one thing if you're in a normal cell.
Even the phrase cruel and unusual, it's like, you mean if you do something really cruel all the time, it becomes okay.
You just got to change the definition of cruel.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one thing if you're in a cell that's in normal shape and the toilet overflows and you got to deal with a cleanup situation. That's one thing.
Yeah.
But to be put into a cell where there's already sewage all over the place,
yeah.
that's a serious violation of any kind of human decency. 603-283-6160. But there's more to the story here, and we'll share that with you, and you can share your thoughts with us. Whatever is on your mind goes here on Free Talk Live. We'll talk about the hug tent coming up. It's not a...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Mm-hmm.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, the number here, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can join us online anytime you want. Go to freetalklive.com. We have a social media website. You were just telling me off the air, Scott, that you have been banned from all social medias?
Well, most of them.
What happened?
My pseudonym I use on my podcast, Lysander Knapp, I had an account that was Lysander Knapp. I was friends with nobody. Mm-hmm. And the day after the election, it just disappeared. I don't know why. Didn't even get a notice. It just.
And
I
this
went
was
along.
On which site?
Facebook. Fascist book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what else did you lose? Twitter? Did you lose anything else?
I've lost my Twitter account. I lost like 3 Twitter accounts.
Why?
Hate speech.
Really?
Hate speech.
What did they? What did they tell you? Which post it was? Did they at least tell you? Like
it was over a year ago. I couldn't really remember, but it wasn't. Hate speech.
Okay.
I got kicked off Facebook for hate speech one time because I said, you know, every time I see a bunch of Black Lives Matter do something stupid, it's a bunch of crackers. Is what I said. And they kicked me off for that.
Hate speech. Okay.
That was hate speech.
So you've been kicked off of all these social medias. I'd like to invite you to check ours out. We actually launched a Mastodon instance, which you can go to social.freetalklive.com. And Mastodon basically acts like Twitter. It does everything that a Twitter does,
kick you off. I have one.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
You have a Mastodon account.
Yeah, I have a social.freetalklive.
Excellent.
Nice.
What's your account so people can follow you?
It's at Lysander Knapp.
Okay. Lysander, N-A-P?
Yes,
cool.
N-A-P.
Check him out there.
Non-aggression principle.
Social.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Kirby. He's on the line in Indiana. I guess you guys come from the same area. You know
Hello,
each other.
Kirby.
What's up, Scott? I'm so glad you got through Nazi-occupied Germany.
You mean New York?
Same thing.
Exactly.
New York, Germany.
I've never seen so many cops on the highway as I did in New York.
Really?
It was.
Did you go the northern direction or through the city?
Oh, I went by... Oh, I I can't think of all the...
Well, you either go through New York City or you go around New York City.
I did not go through New York City.
Okay, okay.
Coming from Indiana, you wouldn't go through New York City because you're coming from the west.
Yeah, I went the northern route, but I felt like I was in that state forever, and I was seeing a police officer in the median probably every 2 miles.
Wow.
It was ridiculous.
It actually wasn't. I was actually surprised. We didn't see that many because we drove through upper state New York, kind of, or like mid and then sort of upper through Albany to get here on the way back, and didn't see more than a, I don't know, four of them or something.
Wow.
Yeah, I saw a lot. They had a lot out today. Maybe they were on a, oh, I can't think of what they call it, a project.
Mm-hmm.
They call those things projects.
Yeah. So anyway, 603-283-6160. Kirby, what do you want to share tonight?
First of all, Ian, that story you just shared was extremely disturbing. Thank you for it, but it was very disturbing.
It was hard to read. Yeah. I mean, I like.
and I sent Scott and nobody a copy of the Indiana statute on Telegram.
What statute? I'm sorry.
Qualified immunity.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, right. Nice. I think it's worth pointing that out here. Like, qualified immunity is a statute. It's something that the government politicians passed to protect their buddies in the bureaucracy. So it could be repealed. I mean, people are always looking to the courts to interpret it differently, but if actually, you know, if the politicians actually cared about this issue, they would just repeal it.
Do you consider a move afoot in New Hampshire to repeal our qualified immunity statute? I believe there is.
I have something I got to say about that, because, and I'm going to put the Libertarian candidate in Indiana on the spot here. I went to one of his events.
Which one? Is this the governor
guy? He was a candidate for governor.
Uh-huh. Didn't he get more than like 10% in the vote or something?
He did. He got like 14%.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
It was a lot.
Okay.
That's because our governor messed up.
Nobody can do that.
All right. So call him out. What do you want to call him out for?
I went to one of his events and I asked him to his face. I was like, what do you think about qualified immunity? Let's get rid of it. And his answer to me was, it does not need to be repealed. It needs to be redefined.
That's insane.
And I'm like, to me, I'm like, that is not a libertarian answer.
Right. How do these people keep getting in to these nominations for these top spot libertarian positions?
Well, the answer is that, you know, basically, if you are absolutely consistent in your libertarianism, you're going to get a very small segment of the vote, and you're not going to be able to do anything. So sometimes, because you won't get elected.
I don't agree. I mean, you're not going to get elected anyway. The point of running a libertarian campaign is to communicate.
In theory, if you don't factor in the fact that the elections are rigged.
Well, then you should factor that in, number one. But not only that,
but not everybody believes that.
But the media will ignore you. So it doesn't. Even if the elections weren't rigged, the media doesn't want you to be able to communicate because their buddies in the Republican and Democrat parties don't want that to happen. So the media carries the water.
Well, that's part of the rigging of the election. And the thing is, a lot of people are still in denial over that, and that's one of the reasons I encourage people to get involved with the Libertarian Party and work on campaigns, because getting cheated twice working for Ron Paul did wonders for me becoming an anarchist, because once that denial was broken and I saw how rigged everything was, I was like, there is no political solution, because they have made peaceful evolution impossible, and so therefore the only thing left is either revolution or wait for it to collapse.
Okay, Scott, do you think that nobody is correct here? Would this guy, this candidate in Indiana, what was his name?
Donald Rainwater.
Would Donald Rainwater have done worse if he opposed qualified immunity and was more consistently libertarian, you know, with his viewpoints?
In Indiana, I absolutely believe so.
He would have done worse.
You would have, you could go through his social media feeds and every 10 or 15 posts would be, well, how do you feel about police? Well, how do you feel about police?
Mm-hmm.
And we're a heavily Republican state. And if he would have come out and said, let's get rid of qualified immunity, I guarantee you the cop suckers out there would have.
Mm-hmm. Kirby, what do you think about this guy, this libertarian?
You got to go for the bootlicker vote.
What do you think about this libertarian candidate?
He'd have been run out of town on a rail if he'd have got anywhere close. What Scott said is right. This is a very Republican, authoritarian state. While we might have some of the most lax gun laws in the state, they have found in numerous ways around those laws.
We have a red flag law, the Jake Laird law. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, this is a very repressed state. I mean, think about it. We just got the right to buy alcohol in a liquor store 2 years ago on Sunday.
Wow. Yeah, they have lots of blue laws, and you still cannot buy chilled alcohol in a gas station because it's arbitrary like that.
Nope. That's right.
There ain't going to be no chilling.
Hold on. Wait. Just to clarify, are you saying that you couldn't buy alcohol just in liquor stores on Sunday, that you could buy it at like
you
a
buy it
convenience store?
You could buy it anywhere. You could go to a restaurant and order a drink.
That was
you
it.
Couldn't go in and buy alcohol to take home.
So now you can actually go to a convenience store on a Sunday and buy alcohol? And that just happened 2 years ago?
I believe it's still restricted to like certain hours.
Yeah, because they're only open from noon till 8. Mm.
And states like that, so one group of people that always lobbies for that kind of law is the bar owners. Because then instead of getting drunk at home,
if you forget
about that and you're unprepared, you got to go pay
five times as much
for a drink in their bar. Yeah. So they love that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which is why every other storefront downtown is a bar or a restaurant.
And so I have no proof that this is, but I have a little conspiracy theory about that whole fight in Indiana. I don't want to go too deep into Indiana politics here, but there was a gas station in Indiana called Ricker's, and owned by someone named Jay Ricker, and he was big on the fight to get chilled alcohol allowed to be sold at convenience stores. And suddenly, Jay Ricker was bought out by Giant Eagle, and now all the Rickers are called Gitgos. And Giant Eagle, is a mega corporation that I'm pretty sure is in bed with the government.
Sure.
Mm. And that's basically how they worked it out. They said, hey, we'll give you some money. You go away.
Wow.
Yeah. See, the big corporations.
That's my theory.
The big corporations have all become part of the military industrial regulatory complex.
Oh, yeah. It's sick. Thank you, Kirby, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The number here is 603-283-6160. That allows you to take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Look, I'm sorry, but you're in for a world of pain if you use Coinomi. The reason is their wallet doesn't support payments. The solution is simple. Let them hear your voice. Message Coinomi on Twitter. It takes 5 seconds. And tell them AnyPay sent you, because they're on the fence right now, and your voice will prove that people care about using Bitcoin for payments. Go tweet at Coinomi now. Or even better, leave a review in the App Store. They really pay attention there.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.